You are listening to Covenant Dies Radio, helping you in your journey to stay pure online. Today I am interviewing George and Ashley Wise. A while back, Ashley found a pornography link on their computer. This was how George's secret obsession was discovered. Today, George will be talking with us about his struggle with lust, and Ashley will talk about how this discovery made her feel. Together, they will talk about what they have learned and how they have strengthened their marriage since that time.
There's almost no way you can explain to someone what happens when you see those kinds of images. It was an opportunity to take a person and to turn them into an object, something that can just be devoured by your eyes.
I found a link on my computer, and then that's kind of when it came out.
One thing that I found out very quickly about myself is not only was I deceived, but I had become a deceiver because of this.
I know part of his lying and hiding it from me was to keep me from experiencing that pain. And the lying really made it so much worse for me. And that was a really hard night for us. It just made me question reality and question our marriage and our wedding vows and who he was.
We are also giving away a free copy of Ashley's novel, Exposed, to one of our blog readers today on Covenant Dies Radio. Stay tuned to hear more about her book and why she decided to write it.
Does the promise still remain if we would humble ourselves and pray?
Ashley, when did you first find out about George's problem with pornography? How did you find out? What happened there?
Well, when we were dating, we had talked about that, and he had initially told me, you know, that porn was a problem in his past, but it wasn't really an issue so much anymore. And I really think, looking back on that, that was kind of his, he wanted that to be true. And I know he thought when he found the woman that he wanted to be with that porn would go away, like so many other men seem to think. And so I believed that for a good long while. And then when I was about 6 months pregnant with our first baby, I found a link on my computer, and then that's kind of when it came out. And that was a really hard night for us and day. And there was a lot of tears on his part and mine. And I know part of his lying and hiding it from me was to keep me from experiencing that pain. And he just thought it would go away. You know, he would just be able to stop doing it on his own. And so, you know, I found out, and the lying really made it so much worse for me. And it just made me question reality and question our marriage and our wedding vows and who he was and, you know, just everything. So that's kind of the story of when I found out. I don't know if he wants to add anything to that.
Well, I think she covered it pretty well that evening, that day, and the following day were some of the hardest times in life, although a very long stretch of hard times was about to unfold for us, and it was just the beginning. Even though a man, as he's going through this problem in his life and through this addiction, and at various times it may seem small, even though other times you've fought it like you're fighting for your life, sometimes it gets to the point where it seems insignificant. That's actually part of the deception of it, is that it's something small, you know, it's something that we can move out of the way eventually. And as Ashley said, you know, when marriage comes around, it's gonna disappear. But, you know, the hard times that we were about to experience would shake the foundations of our marriage, also would shake the very interior, our very interior life. So it would really mess with our relationship with God and each other. Basically, it just ruptured our whole way of living. It just exposed so many things about myself.
Describe a little bit about that. Things are found on the computer, and suddenly it becomes apparent to her that what she thought was a past problem was in fact a current problem for you. What really took place, that what conversations took place that started to unravel some of that deception?
So when this happened and it all kind of came to the surface, I just remember being at work and my entire inside just dropped. You know, I could just remember that feeling. She sent me a text. That's the first thing she did. And I knew then that I was not dealing with anything small here, and I knew that we were up for a very difficult challenge, even though I couldn't even imagine the challenge that I would see. And the ways that it changed me or exposed who I was, well, first of all, one thing that I found out very quickly about myself is not only was I deceived, but I had become a deceiver because of this. I hid still. Even when the truth came out, I kind of just made the, quote, little white lies to kind of get around things. And I wanted to lessen the impact. I just made those little white lies every so often. She would probe me with various questions of how long has this gone on, or, have you done it recently, or, I can't remember the exact specific questions, but there were questions like that. And I was always trying to curb it. I just kind of utilized that to my advantage at the time. So I just wanted to, it's not as bad as you might think it to be, And of course, the truth of the matter is I found that it was a deep, deep problem for myself. So
how did your fixation on pornography change the way you saw women and possibly change the way you saw Ashley?
There's almost no way you can explain to someone what happens when you see those kinds of images, what happens inside. Kind of like the old song goes, I'm a girl watcher, I'm a girl watcher, watch girls go by, that was a song I heard when I was a kid from my parents, but really, truthfully, that the reality of that became kind of so deep in myself. And even when Ashley came around, she would see me, my eyes following people, and it had become so customary where I would just do it. It was all too natural to just look at women. It was an opportunity to take a person and to turn them into an object, something that can just be kind of devoured by your eyes. And that's what that's kind of what it was for me. Women in general were just eye candy. And the perversion and the twisting in this is that it becomes obsessive and it supersedes even the purpose of finding a mate.
Ashley, let's switch to you here. What thoughts and feelings were you wrestling with, both the moment that you found out and then the days and weeks and months that followed it?
Well, I think the first day, it was so painful and shocking that I really didn't think about much. It was like, someone just swept the rug from under my feet and everything was baffling. I didn't understand everything. It just seemed like a puzzle. Who is this man? All those kinds of thoughts. And then I sort of, within that first week, came to a point where I was really happy and I forgave him and I felt good about it. But it was really a fake forgiveness that I sort of put out there just to feel like the good Christian wife who, she forgave so quickly and now they're going to be, so happy together and she's not going to, be one of those women that just carries on forever. But since that forgiveness wasn't real and it was just based off of this pride I had to, be looked at as the good one, it faded and we just struggled so much. There were so many nights that I would just cry myself to sleep and I would just beg him and beg him and beg him to just tell me all of these details about women that, he looked at. And I would question him every time he came in the door. There was no more intimacy in our marriage. It was just me questioning him and probing him and trying to control him and treating him really just like a child. And there was no trust at all. And he had started to work to rebuild that quickly, but I just did not want to have anything to do with trusting him again because I didn't think it was possible. I just thought even when he was doing things that he was just changing in front of me to make me believe he was changing, but under the surface he was still thinking about women in his head or imagining porn that he had seen in his past or, something like that. So it was really, really hard for me to allow him to change and to allow him to grow because I constantly just brought up the past and I wouldn't let him move on from it like I have that story that I wrote on my blog and on the Covenant Eyes blog. And this was a good maybe year and a half or so after I first found out. I had asked him, what qualities do you think are more beautiful than me? And he refused to answer this question. He's like, "This, I don't want to answer this. I don't think like that." And I said, you have to, though. You know, you have to tell me, and I need to know this." And, you know, he says again, "Well, I don't think like that." And I'm like, "Just tell me. Just give me something." And he then gave me qualities, and it just broke me to the core. That was really my lowest moment through all of this, was hearing those qualities that I already knew because I had just watched him for so long. But hearing him say that, and then I made him give me people, and he gave me celebrities that he thought were more beautiful, and I just compared myself for so many days and months after that to these people and these qualities. And after that, eventually I started to come out from this low point, but that really was the lowest point that we had ever experienced together. And I was always questioning him whenever he walked out the door alone. I imagined him seeing, you know, these super provocative women that would only exist really if you went out to a nightclub or something like that. But I just imagined them being everywhere and just imagined him, you know, looking for these things every time he walked out the door.
Is there any sort of advice you would give to someone who feels the same sort of obsessive tendency to, I need to control, I need to know, I need to know, I need to know? Is there anything you would say to a wife who feels that same way, how they could, in a more healthy way, try to work through that?
Well, there's one couple that we talk to a lot, and she is a lot like me. I just give her the truth a lot. I tell her God's love for her, and I tell her, you know, you're trying to control your husband, and he has to want these changes for himself. If you're just trying to modify his behaviors, he's just going to change in front of you, and then his heart's not going to change. You know, he's still going to lean that way, and that's not the kind of change you want for him. And I just remind her a lot throughout the day that her beauty and her worth does not depend on what anyone in this world thinks of her. It doesn't even depend on what she thinks of herself. It really just comes through God as a gift that we receive and we rest in. But you can hear those truths and people can say them to you over and over again, but still, like this woman that I talk to, every day she still, you know, is trying to work through these things, and she still falls into that temptation to know everything and control and to be the most beautiful woman in the entire world. And I just think that it's just so tough for us as women to, you know, to deal with these things. So I definitely don't ever recommend for anyone to handle it the way that I did back then. I know it was immature and I had a lot of issues, but at the same time, I don't regret it because it helps me to help other people now. And the way that I handled that helped me realize that, you know, I was flawed too. And eventually I saw that. Eventually I saw, you know, this man really loves me and he is really trying to change. And I am a crazy person. I am crazy and I am manipulative and I'm very, very insecure. And once all that clicked for me, it really, really, really helped me to have a true change of heart in my life too.
You know, I've heard it said that when it comes to confessing lust to a spouse, it does take a sort of, I want to call it a generic specificity, if I can call it that. It's sort of that you have to walk a line between confessing something to a degree where your spouse knows the gravity of the sin you're committing, that they need to know what they're forgiving. But at the same time, there is some genericness to it as well, because you don't want to belabor detail after detail after detail that only feeds someone's own obsessions about it. And that's a very difficult line to walk at times.
I think for women, too, really that need to know all the details kind of thing, which is really unhealthy for us, it really is just birthed out of our own pride. And, you know, we just want so desperately to be the only thing that he ever sees, really, the only beautiful thing that he ever sees. when all this comes out, we realize, oh, he is looking at other women that are beautiful. Suddenly, we feel like we need to compete. And instead of resting in, you know, in the beauty that God has given us and desiring a virtuous heart over just this unattainable, perfect physical beauty, we just strive for it anyway because we just relate that so much to our husband's love for us when God wants us to rest in who he made us to be. And I don't know where I was going with that.
No.
I feel like I kind of trailed off.
No, that's fine. I wanted to get to the subject of your novel that you've just written, Exposed. It's out in September?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Coming out in September, your novel Exposed. And this is a story just born right out of your own journey with George and in your own marriage. Can you tell us a little bit about it? Tell our listeners about it and what it's about and what they're going to expect when they read it.
Well, it is based off of our own story, sort of. But the characters are definitely still a lot different than us. And I really think if I would have put our story completely on the page, people really would have just thought it was a little too unrealistic or too intense for fiction. And I got that with people that were critiquing it for me in the beginning. So that is one side of the story. The other side is Taylor, who is a young girl who gets lured into the porn industry. So it follows her heart, and it follows Allie's heart, who is the wife. It's really just a story of redemption following these two hearts as they try to balance their worth with the way that God views them.
Well, as promised, about a month ago, we did an advertisement for a drawing of a free copy of your book, and I wanted to do that now.
Yes, well, you, my friend, get to pick a number.
Me? Oh, wow.
Let's do 1 through 15, because I'm going to start at a random place in the list that you sent me and then kind of go around until I get to that number.
1 through 15, all right. I'm perfectly considering it now. Let's do... let's do 9.
Okay. Okay, it looks like Steph Clark.
Steph Clark. All right. Steph Clark has won our free copy of Exposed.
You have been listening to our interview with George and Ashley Wise. Learn more about Ashley at ashleywise.com. That's ashleywise.com. Visit her blog for women at morethandesire.com. Listen to more of our podcasts by searching for Covenant Dies on iTunes or visit our blog, Breaking Free, at covenantdies.com/blog.